T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line right now is Kevin. Kevin, you've heard his voice on WBEN before over the past week or so. Kevin has tested positive for coronavirus. Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning. Want to start by the simple, obvious question. How are you feeling?
Actually, as of yesterday, I've started to feel better. A lot of my most serious symptoms have started to subside, thankfully.
When you say feel better, maybe take us through the curve, if you will, of your symptoms. What did you feel at the very beginning, and when did you start to notice maybe symptoms and conditions deteriorating, and then feeling better? What exactly does that mean to you?
My symptoms started out with, the best way to describe it is the worst flu you could ever have. I started out with sore muscles, a wet cough, headache. I felt like I was constantly hot, sticky with like flop sweat. I've had digestive issues, nausea. And that was how it first started out for me. As we went on, it kind of started to change over time. A cough that had been wet at first became a dry cough. The sore muscles started to go away, but the feeling of extreme heat and nausea and digestive issues, they continued. I also got a headache, which started back on Friday the 13th and hasn't dissipated even to this day. Haven't had any relief from that at all. At different times, I've also had pains in my chest. As of last week, I also was unfortunately become hard to breathe at times. Still right now, I can't take a full breath. That's like the last symptom that doesn't want to go away. I actually at one point thought I was having a heart attack because I was unable to get enough air and I had chest pain so badly that I actually took an ambulance to an emergency room. Thank God they said it was nothing. Now that I'm starting to feel better, the cough has almost disappeared. It comes out infrequently. The headache is finally starting to lessen in intensity. While I still have some nausea and some digestive issues, the sore muscles are completely gone. And as you can hear, my voice and my breathing sounds better. It's not where it should be, but it is getting better.
So we're talking, if you started to feel this on the 13th, basically about 2 weeks of not feeling good, of feeling that, you know, worst flu you've ever had, as you put it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that typically how long, you know, if you are sick with something that you think, you know, is the flu previous years from now, is that typically how long you would feel symptoms from the flu or something similar, or is this, you know, way longer than you've ever experienced an illness before?
This is probably the longest illness I've ever felt. Usually a flu, 72 hours to a week if I'm unfortunately unlucky. So this is much worse.
The direction that we've really kept hearing from public health officials has been to stay at home unless something is severely wrong. If you have mild symptoms, something like that, stay at home, self-isolate. Is that the same direction you got once this diagnosis was in, once the test was positive?
I was actually given that when I was first tested. When I was tested at the emergency room, they said immediately, isolate, isolate, isolate.
Have you been able to do that so far?
For the most part, yes. As I said, I did end up at the hospital, and there was some unfortunate events that happened during that time. But for the most part, I've been able to stay in one room.
Well, that's pretty good what the doctors recommend. You mentioned unfortunate events. When you went to the hospital, obviously because you're feeling symptoms that got worse and worse and worse, frightened for your own health, they kind of said it was nothing. They turned you and said, pointed you right back. What was that conversation like with a doctor? And what did they tell you for the duration? Did they give you any guidance as to, you know, this is when you go to a hospital, anything like that?
Here's where the hospital dropped the ball. They told me that the only reason to show up at the hospital was if I was dead. Hospital workers are under incredible stress and strain. So to a point, I don't blame some of the hospital workers, the nurses and doctors, from having gallows humor, if you will. But the hospital that I went to, every doctor that came into the room, he's already been diagnosed. Why is he even here? He doesn't look bad. And to an extent, they blame me for showing back up, even though I was told to call an ambulance by my primary care physician.
Do you get the sense that you were told, you know, why is he even here? Things like that. Was that more for a, you know, they're scared of you spreading it to someone else, somewhere else in the hospital? Was it because they simply really can't do anything for you because there's no cure or proven treatment for coronavirus yet?
It's a combination of both. They're petrified that they would get infected. Actually, there was one nurse there that at least was kind enough to explain what was going on. And her response was, everybody here is so scared they're going to get it, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's no prevention possible. It's 100%. So their response is they would rather everybody just stay home.
Would you consider yourself at all in the at-risk category, whether that's a pre-existing condition or anything else with your health? Or when you got that positive test result back, did you have sort of a sense of, you know, we can fight through this?
I didn't realize that I was a pre-existing, that I had a comorbidity until after I was positive, and I really started to research what happened, why did this happen to me. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I didn't know that that increased my chance at all.
Is there any reassuring words you want to give to people who are fearing this disease?
The vast majority of people that have this, it's not that bad. You're going to feel like you have a cold that wants to linger. You're going to go ahead and feel like you just feel a little off. It's only those that either have weakened immune systems or other issues that really get the worst of this. So I wouldn't have people be panicked that they're going to feel like I felt at times where I can't take a full breath any longer. So I wouldn't go ahead and start thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die from this.
You're maybe a better person than most to get out that message about the need to stay at home.
Yes, because to tell you the truth, when this first started happening, yeah, I felt like I might have a flu. I was told I had bronchitis originally. I went out. If you feel like you're sick, stay home. It's not worth trying to infect other people. Don't learn from my mistake.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate the time and appreciate the ability to try and learn from your mistake. That's Kevin joining us live. He had tested positive with coronavirus, luckily feeling a little bit better, though, after 2 weeks with some pretty harsh-sounding symptoms.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.